All right. Come on. Here we go. Here it is. Marissa had a failure at the party at the party. Marissa had a failure at the party.
Welcome back to Failure Art Party. This is Marissa Habashi, and I am so excited today. I am joined by two of my favorite people.
Oh.
That's okay. You can respond to me. That's all right. My mother.
Yes.
Barbara Habashi, and my sister.
Hello.
Christy Habashi. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves in a second, but just wanted to remind everyone to subscribe to this podcast. Follow me on Instagram or follow me on Facebook, and you can see all of our failures and get a behind the scenes look at what it looks like to really mess up at something. I think everybody wants to look at that, I think. So, All right.
Do you think people get a kick out of seeing other people fail?
Sometimes? Yeah.
Okay. I do.
Probably. I think it makes everybody feel better to see somebody do worse than them. It's kind of cynical. It's a little dark.
Yeah. That's
but that's cool. What I believe in my heart. So first, I'll have Chrissy say a little bit. And Chrissy is actually an artist, but go ahead and tell us a little bit about your history with art, and we'll go from there.
Okay, thank you. I've always had a bit of an on-and-off relationship with art, being a perfectionist and not liking what I create and feeling like I'm failing. But as of right now, I'm at Ball State University, and I'm majoring in graphic design.
Yeah! Woo! What's their mascot?
Cardinal.
Okay. Go Cardinals!
Tweet, tweet.
Tweet, tweet!
Yeah.
Tweet, tweet. Chirp, chirp.
I don't know. Chirp, chirp.
Okay. You're an art. You're not a...
I don't go to football games.
Don't go to football games. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's been definitely a very different approach, having art be more of all assignment-based and getting grades. It's a lot... You get the sense of failure a lot more when you don't get a good grade on something you worked really hard on.
Yeah, that is... That's a good point, and... I don't know. I guess it kind of depends on your teacher, right? If they like it?
Yeah, art is very subjective, which is why I think the whole concept of grading art and putting in, like, making that dependent on someone's academic standing in that major is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because it's all subjective, and you know that this person has put effort into it, and just because it's not your style, or it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, yeah. Do you feel like you're getting discouraged?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
I wish I wasn't, but I'm starting to see why all those famous artists drop out of art school, because it's not really a creative outlet. It's a way that I guess you can improve on your technical skills, but if you're already comfortable with your technical skills and you want to branch and do your own thing, then art school is not the most helpful, I guess.
Yeah. Do your teachers know about celebrating failure, and do they need this podcast? Do they need to know? I think...
they would definitely learn something from this podcast. They do not celebrate failure.
Oh, they... Something,
maybe we can send this to them.
I think we can. Maybe. I think there's something here. I think the whole world needs to learn about failing.
We know something that the whole world doesn't.
Right.
We have to spread that message of failure.
We do.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think you have a really interesting perspective, Chrissy, being an artist, feeling like when your work's getting critiqued, you're not going to enjoy it as much. But anyway, I digress. My next question is this. So what do you think about the trend of watching and or trying to copy what you see on social media, which is kind of what we're doing in this podcast?
Well, I think, and throughout time before social media, it's always been very important to learn from other artists, mm-hmm. learn from modern trends, and keep up with that. And with social media, it's becoming a lot easier. And then, of course, some people say how it's not creative, it's plagiarism, or it's just copying, and it's not really new art or doesn't qualify as art. I had my teacher in my senior year of high school tell me whenever I would use someone else's photo or be inspired by someone else's work that I'm not making art. I'm making a copy.
Ouch!
Yeah, that really messed me up a lot.
I hope they hear this.
Yeah. Miss Weller.
Oh, name drop!
Bernadette. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That messed me up. But no, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's a great way to branch out into new ideas, different things, and a great way to practice and make your skills better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also fun. Not everything is going to be going into a museum. Like, it doesn't have to be a great work of art. You just can have fun with it. So.
Definitely. I love that. We just want to have fun with it. It's about the process. And I think you can have more fun when you think about, oh, I think this is gonna fail. And Yeah, thank you for sharing, Chrissy. Mm-hmm. And so my last question, and I love to ask this of all my hosts, tell me about a time you failed artistically.
Well, because of my having that perfectionist attitude, sometimes I feel like all my artworks have failed. But one particular failure, it was in school, and I don't know. I didn't see this as a failure until my teacher did. It's a little weird. Because our entire assignment was to draw an abstract representation of emotions, of any emotions. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. And I was like, you know, I can't get a bad grade in this because this is my representation of my emotions. But I was wrong because she didn't like the way I was representing my emotions. I was drawing tired.
Uh-huh.
And I was doing specifically, like, I had, like, had no sleep. I'd, like, pulled an all-nighter, so I was, like, miserable. And I had that feeling when you have no sleep.
Me too, yeah.
So it was, like, a lot of big, blocky, dark shapes and these sort of thin, dragging lines. And it was just sort of...
Yeah.
I thought it was a very good representation. I was very proud of it. She disagreed.
Did she say why?
She said, when I see sharp shapes, I think of conflict. You know, I feel like I'm conflicted and, you know, I am going through a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course I said, I am going through a problem, I'm not getting enough sleep. But she didn't see it that way. And I thought that was stupid.
And then that's what you told her.
No.
Okay.
No, I did not tell her that. But, yeah, that she didn't give me the best grade. For that reason.
Okay. Did you know about that, Mom?
I don't recall that assignment.
No, I didn't really. I didn't really mention it. So.
Okay.
But now everyone in the world knows about it. So.
Yes, because everyone in the world is listening to this for sure. All right. Thank you for sharing, Chrissy. You provided a lot of insight. Thank you so much. So, now our second co-host, Barbara.
Yes.
We love Barbara. She is our mother.
So you have to.
No. It's not an obligatory love. It's an actual love. Anyway, so so my first question, mother, is do you consider yourself artistic?
No. Not really. Okay. I mean, I have two artistic daughters, and I know that I would really flunk at Pictionary. I can't compare to you guys.
I don't think I do that well at Pictionary either. I don't know. Anyway. I spend too much time. It's very rushed. Okay. That's part of it. But anyway, okay, so you do not consider yourself artistic.
No. Maybe a little bit slightly creative in certain ways, but I can thank Pinterest for some of that.
Okay,
No, we had a competition at work, for best ornament, and I won this year.
You did? I did. Oh my goodness.
It was the weirdest thing.
Oh, Mom, tell us what the ornament was like.
Okay, I'll tell you. It was an almost finished roll of toilet paper. And I put glitter on it and a ribbon. And through the tube of the toilet paper was a stuffed glove of a glove. Mm-hmm. And that glove was holding one of those wipe things that are very popular right now.
What wipe thing? That's
wipe. The wipe.
Oh, a wipe. Okay, yes, okay, okay.
And I was in the shape of a snowflake. Mm-hmm. And to hang up the toilet paper roll, I used a mask. And then put a little Christmassy thing at the top to hang it to do that. And then on it, it said, goodbye 2020. Mm. And I won.
You won.
I won. Yeah.
Wow.
Really proud of that.
That looks really interesting. I think I'm going to share that photo on Instagram.
Okay.
And now my other question is, how many contestants were there?
Well, it was the only entry.
And that's how you win. Yes. I think you have to find where there's not a lot of competition. Yes. Find your way. Make it in.
Yes.
There you go. And you say first place.
Yes.
Yeah. Most people don't ask how many contestants are there.
It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of why I did it, because I knew there weren't going to be.
So you found an opportunity where failure was not going to be an option. Exactly. Interesting move.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mom.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, if you think of any other ways you fail, please just, we might have some periods of silence so you can fill it with stories. Okay. I love that. So this was kind of a last minute idea. We had another idea, but as we were opening gifts this morning, I thought it would be really interesting if we did projects on what to do with the leftover gift wrap and tissue paper that is often a problem. We just push everything in. Once we're done opening presents, we just stick it in a trash bag and it gets thrown away.
Right, and it fills up the landfill.
Yes. And then climate change. And then before you know it, humans are extinct. So let's get down to it.
The world is at stake here.
The world is at stake. How can we throw away less paper? And this is something a little bit passionate that I'm passionate about, in that I really want to find ways to recycle and use items that typically get thrown away. Now, I know it's not always functional, and these things probably just sit on your shelf, but
that's better than sitting in the landfill.
Better than sitting in the landfill.
Exactly. Mm-hmm, The memories.
And the memories. Yeah. And then you have like a memory attached to it.
Yes.
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 Like we'll have memories attached to these things.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So Mom, so we're just gonna, Chrissy and I know what we're doing, and you're a learner.
Yes.
At least, actually, you and I would both be learners. Anyway, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to make some origami with wrapping paper.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah. Chrissy, you have made origami before.
Yeah, I make lots of origami. I've been making origami for a while.
Oh, you still do it?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I just, you know, I usually just do the things I already know out of, like, receipts or post-it notes whenever I'm bored. It's a fun little activity.
Well, cool. Okay. So you're going to guide us through this first segment. This is the first segment. Okay.
Awesome.
All right. So here's a trash bag full of wrapping paper, tissue paper, and there's also just actual trash in here, too. So let me move that out of the way. Okay.
We're going to need squares, and I can show, we can either do a rough estimate square, or if you find like a sharp corner, then I can show you how to get a proper square.
Okay. All right. So we need to find, maybe look for some scraps too, Mom. We're looking for sharp corners.
Bigger pieces maybe.
And something I was thinking about too is I came up with this idea after Mom had stuffed this in the trash bag, so their paper's going to be wrinkled. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, this is good. This wrapping paper has the grids on the back.
Okay.
So we could cut out a circle. So if you see stuff like
this. Oh, wait, are we cutting out a circle?
I mean, sorry, not a square. Sorry.
Okay. All right, and how big, roughly?
The bigger the paper is, the easier it will be to fold. So we can do, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 boxes.
Okay.
So I'll cut a piece out.
Okay. Now. So you're doing 5 by 5 squares?
Yes.
Okay. So
okay.
All right, and we have
that would be the squares on tap on the back of some wrapping paper.
Yeah, and if there's wrapping paper without the squares, then you can just
are these? Trace. Do you think this is an inch? These are probably 1 inch by 1 inch squares, probably.
So. Yeah. So it's about 5 by 5.
So 5 by 5 inches.
And you know, the squares don't have to be perfect because this is a failure party. So. 2, 3, 4, 5. Uh-huh. The more perfect they are, I mean, the easier it'll be and the better it'll turn out.
Okay.
But it's about having fun.
It's about having fun.
And you can still do it with an imperfect square.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Okay, so Mom and Christy have scissors. I don't have anything. I'm just watching you. No, you don't have to get me scissors. I can go find it. I can get off my butt and do something. Thanks, Mom. Thank you.
They're probably your school scissors.
Yeah.
From fifth grade or something.
Aw. What I like about you, Mom, is you keep everything. Maybe that's what inspires me to recycle. I also can't throw things away. How long have you been doing origami, Chrissy?
I learned how to do an origami dragon out of post-it notes from my friend in 7th grade.
Okay.
And I memorized it, and I've been memorizing other little things ever since. I do it in class when I'm bored, or, you know, in restaurants when I'm bored.
It's kind of like doodling for you.
Yeah, it's a bit like doodling, except I already know what I'm going to do. I already know all the steps.
All right, so what are you doing right now?
Well, right now I'm flattening it.
Okay.
But they can't get the flat, so it's wrapping paper.
So everything's wrinkled, so we're already kind of starting off with maybe some...
Imperfections.
Yes!
Yay! Celebrate!
Yes!
Yay! Wrinkled wrapping paper.
Do we know what we're hoping to make?
Take us through some of the options.
They're all probably about the same level of difficulty. I can do a dragon, a dinosaur... A flower. A flower is probably the hardest with this type of paper since it's pretty thin. And a fox.
Let's do a dragon.
Dragon.
Yeah.
Awesome. Uh-huh. Okay, that's the first one I learned.
Okay.
So we're going to start off with the colorful side facing up towards you. And you're going to take the bottom corner mm-hmm. and you're going to fold the thing in half and bring it to the top corner.
Oh, I can do that.
Yes, you
Mom.
Can.
Yes.
Yeah. And a helpful tip with origami is just making sure that your creases are very sharp, you know, they're okay. not light.
So if you have a longer nail, it helps.
Yeah, adjust. pressing down with
this,
that.
This is kind of thin wrapping paper. Do you think there's a risk of tearing?
Well, don't go that hard.
Okay, all right, all right.
All right, okay. Do we have our folds?
We do.
Yes.
All right, so open it up, and now we're going to flip it over so that we have the colorful mm-hmm. side on the bottom. And we're going to do the same thing. Except the fold we have is going to be vertical.
Okay.
And we're going to take the bottom corner once again and go to the top.
Wait. Oh, I get it.
Okay.
We're using the opposite corners.
Is this,
yes.
This is like the first steps for making a paper airplane, right?
Actually, I don't know how to make a paper airplane.
Really?
Yeah, I can make a dragon right. and a dinosaur. I can't make a paper Interesting. Airplane.
Interesting. I never got it. I never figured out how to make a paper airplane.
All right. And then... I'll tell you guys these next two steps. We're just going to fold it in half this way and then the other way so that there will be creases on every side of the paper.
Wait, I don't understand.
Okay. Okay. So you're going to have...
I can't find the other way to fold. Maybe I did it wrong.
What? It's right there.
Yeah, but the other one, there should be
an
X.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. And once you have this X, you're going to want it facing you, uh-huh. and then you're going to fold this paper in half hot dog style. Well, okay. I guess this is a square. You're just going to fold this paper in half up.
Okay.
And then after you do that, you're going to fold it in half again where there isn't the crease.
Okay.
And then you're going to open it back up and then do that other fold.
It looks like you're just doing the same thing over and over.
Well, this is the crease I just did.
Okay.
And then I turned it, and now this empty space with no crease,
I'm going to
fold up.
I still am having a real hard time.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I fold it. Wait, see? Oh! Oh, wait, I get it.
You guys can grasp this. If I did it with post-it notes in seventh okay. grade.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right.
I have a lot of faith in you guys.
Okay.
Do we have that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now this is a harder step. I can help you guys if you need. So you're going to have this, you're going to have the colorful side facing down, and you're going to grab the bottom left and the top right corners. And you are going to bring those corners up so that they meet each other.
Uh-huh.
And these papers sticking out on the side,
mm-hmm.
you're going to flatten it so that you make a diamond.
Oh, but they look like... Remember in... did you ever do these in middle school where you're like, you fold the folded paper
the open, thing,
open
yeah.
and like mm-hmm. count, give me a number and I'll count mm-hmm. this?
Oh, a cootie catcher.
A cootie?
Yeah, cootie.
Yeah,
a cootie
like
catcher.
A germ from a boy. A
yeah,
cootie.
That's what they're called, cootie catchers.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Then what?
Well,
wait a minute. I missed. Wait. I'm right here. I was stuck on the cootie catcher.
Okay. So we got these two corners,
mm-hmm.
and we're gonna flatten this.
Wait, did I do it wrong?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's just this because it's wrapping paper. It's a little weird.
Oh my gosh. I know. This must be how you felt with your art teacher.
A little. Yeah.
All right. What's next?
All right. So you can just kind of watch my fingers here. You want there's going to be the closed side here and this open side. You want the open side up, away from you. Okay?
They're both open.
Yeah. Well, you see how all the things are together here and then it opens on the side?
Yeah.
Okay. So you want the open side away from you, farthest from you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to take this corner on this side. Make sure you don't grab that side.
Okay.
And you're going to fold it to this middle line crease we have so that it makes this triangle.
Oh. Oh, no. Okay.
Okay. Okay. And then you're just going to repeat that on the other side. Okay, here.
Okay.
Mom. What are you doing?
I'm trying to do what you're doing.
No, you're rubbing the wrong corner. This corner. Try and get stuff to line up as much as you can, and then you'll have a neater result at the end.
Oh, I think I got a little bit of a tear, but I'm going to ignore it.
Smart.
Yay! Yeah.
She's got a tear!
Got a tear!
Woo!
Thank you, Mom.
All right. How you doing, Mom?
Okay.
You're doing good. You got it. Okay, Marissa, you doing...
Oh! Is it wrong?
No.
Oh, oh my god, look, it looks so good.
The reason it looks good is because you use it's on the closed side.
Yeah.
Yeah. You did the right step, but you did it upside down. You want the triangle to be like this.
Okay, so I flipped it over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait.
And you're going to repeat the steps you just did so that all in all,
okay.
it'll look like a kite, essentially. Very important with origami that you have pristine paper.
Mm.
Okay.
I was thinking maybe another time we can dedicate a whole episode to origami. And we can go into, like, Japanese...
Like, history. And...
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be really neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. But not today. So
this is just with wrapping paper.
Yeah, just stay tuned.
Yes. The ancient Japanese might not be so impressed with this.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
So after you do that, you're going to do the same thing, except on the other side. Just the same exact fold, just deepening that crease.
Oh. Deepening that crease. So sometimes it's just about making the crease deeper.
It is. You're going to take the two triangles you folded before, these flaps.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to open them up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get this first layer. There will be the white underneath. You're going to open it. And using the crease we just made, we're going to... Oh, I got a little tear.
Oh, yay!
Woo-hoo! Going to flatten these pieces so that it looks...
Yeah, I don't know, Mom. Mom gave me a real weird look. I don't get it. Okay. Okay, it's open.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And then...
Here, just start... You don't have to do both at once. Just start with this one side and get it so that it kind of goes back into its original crease while it's still open.
Can you...
No, Mom, no! Don't ask her to do it for you. You gotta do it by yourself.
We'll open it first. Open it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're gonna make that flat. Oh, yours is good. See? And then if you just press down.
Oh my god.
Do you see that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. No, you do. No, do it yourself.
Okay.
What? What? Chrissy! What is it?
Nothing. 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 These are just overlapping a little bit.
Yeah, it's imperfect.
Okay. All right. Now, you guys are going to love this. You're just going to flip it over and do the exact same thing.
So, just curious, though, if the paper does overlap a little bit, like, does it matter that much?
It'll be okay. It just means it won't look as pristine, the final product.
Cool.
What we're actually doing right now is making the head and tail. But we can't quite tell yet. So as you can see, we have the separated ones and these two full ones. Huh? So you're going to take the two separated pieces like this, and then these together ones up here.
Does it matter which point you go from?
It doesn't.
Okay. No.
As long as you have one of them facing down and just one up here.
Wait, don't. Okay, but Mommy got you a bunch of them.
It's okay. It's okay. All right, so you're going to put that back down on the table here, and you're going to have the full side. You can see there's a side where there's two layers.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to flip it so that the side with just one layer is visible. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to do, similar to earlier in the steps, you're going to take this corner here and make sure that the closed side has your main point, and you're just going to bring it to that middle line. It's going to be a little harder.
Okay.
And then you'll mirror that on the other side.
You still want to point on the... Oh, goodness.
It's going to look like that. You're doing good.
You're doing good.
Just got confidence.
But then when I... What do I do with this?
You don't do anything with it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, this side?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, what about it? Chrissy, don't fix it.
Okay, I won't. Okay. The open side here, you want the closed side to be where your point is.
Okay, look. Yeah, see?
This is the closed
side. Wait, so I have to fold here, not here?
You have to fold. It's the same corner, but you fold in that direction.
So I'm going to turn this around and I open these.
Yeah, I'm going to fix it, you're going to open it back up.
Okay, and then fold right here.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you tell us to do that?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. It's okay to ask for help.
You're right. No, you're right.
Okay.
You're right, but it's hard when you don't think you need help because you think it looks good.
It did look good. I will applaud that. Mm-hmm. All right. Now that we have that completed, and you'll see that it's essentially two sides mirrored exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to fold it. You're going to fold it in half.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it's going to be a little crumply, so you have to make sure you get your thumb in there, your finger in there, and fix those creases so that it doesn't crumple.
I wasn't looking.
That's okay. I'll do it again.
Okay.
Well, it's not perfect, but it's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. I don't want perfect.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Okay.
We will scold if it looks too good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not punishment. All right. So, you're going to put your finger up here. And same on the other side. And you're going to bring these sides together. And what's very important is that you, for here, this is what's going to be the tail. When this folds in half, you try to make it as clean as possible.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Good job. Yeah.
Can I do it?
No. Oh, wait. Sorry. Sorry, I thought you did.
Okay.
All right. You fold up here like this.
So it's like a flying dragon right now. Or it's not anything, actually.
I don't know if it's anything yet, but almost.
But you want the, do you want it to go a little, like, you don't want it to go straight right here. You want it to kind of curve like that?
You want it, just let it fold in half naturally, yeah. It'll probably align, it shouldn't align with the tail. Okay. It should align on its own, away from the tail.
What does mine look like?
Mine aligns with the tail, so it's wrong. So I'm gonna help it out a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'm starting to see something.
Yeah. This is when it really starts to take shape. This is the more fun part.
Okay.
Okay, now that we have done that, we're going to take this wing, and we're going to bring it up to this line like that so that it sticks up. I'll do it again.
Your fingers were kind of covering it, but I'm going to guess.
Sorry. Okay.
Is that it?
No. Okay. Yes.
Okay. It's hard because I have some poor creases. All right. Cool. All right. Got it.
Yeah. And then once you've done that,
do the other side.
You will turn around and do the other side. Yeah.
Okay.
And once again, once again, the wings will line up next to each other.
Okay. I admire the Japanese for coming up with this.
Yeah. They're pretty smart.
Yeah.
They do smart things.
All of them. The whole country.
Every single one.
And they're really just known for their origami.
Yeah. They don't have anything else in their culture, really.
Okay.
Like, maybe you'll have to cut that out. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
What about we'll sushi?
Well, yeah. We're being sarcastic. We were kidding. But thank you for coming to the Japanese defense. Okay. All right. Now what we are going to do is we're going to make the body and put the wings in place. So, you'll see that you're going to be able to open it up. Wait.
No, it's fine. Just like that. Look, I like it. Am I done?
Yeah, I do.
No, don't tell me. Just tell me what to do.
Okay, well, undo that.
Undo these? Okay. I don't think I did that on the other side. I think I messed up on the other side, right?
Didn't you? You messed up on both sides.
but here's the right way. And then this wing doesn't look right.
Well, yeah, you have to do the same thing. You have to get them to match.
Yeah, I wonder how. So, okay. I know. Did you think it would be this difficult?
I didn't think it would be this difficult.
Okay.
Yeah. It's okay, though.
All right.
Now that we've done that, and make sure the creases are good. Mm-hmm. So, we see this opens down here, and we're going to bring this corner and let this line align with this line.
What line?
This line.
The imaginary line?
Okay. Yes. When you're folding, do you cover, like, over some of...
Yeah, you're going to be covering over the wings, and it's going to kind of lock the wings in place.
Oh, I see.
And then... Big surprise. We'll turn it around.
Other side.
And do the other side.
The other side.
And now we can see we have a bit of a body. How we doing, Mom?
Good. I think I got it.
I think so, too.
I've said that and I didn't. Historically, I actually did not have it.
So this is going to be a little bit hard, but I have faith in you guys.
Oh.
So going to...
Do you think she meant that, Mom?
So you're going to want the wings pointing down. At the table. And this opens up here.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the best way to do is just watch me. You're going to open it and push it up like this so that it looks like that.
Okay.
And then once you have that, you're going to take these sides and push them together.
With just one thing at a time.
Yeah. Christy, wait. Just wait for us to get it up. Okay.
How far up do you want to go?
That's your call. However big it is, however long you want the neck to be.
Okay.
Wherever you want.
This is the neck?
Yeah.
It looks, but where, so then we just like crease a little bit for the head?
Also, I'll show you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so you have that up? Whoa. Mom. Okay. Actually, you did.
Yay! It's a failure.
I didn't know what happened at first. You actually did the same thing as Marissa, but you did it very drastically. So you're on the right track, but you fold it up this way.
Okay.
Toward the wings.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So once you have it there, you'll see that when you press down on the pieces of paper that are covering the wings and put them together, it'll move the paper like this.
I don't see that. I don't see that at all.
Can I help you?
No.
You can help me.
Okay.
So, Chrissy and Mom are looking at me because Chrissy's doing the project for Mom, and they want to see if I'm mad about it.
And you are.
No. Is it possible that... an earlier folding mishap could contribute to later.
It is. Your creases are not super strong.
Yes!
Yay!
You fail.
Thank you, Mom. Mom, you're so good at celebrating my failures. It's probably why I had a false sense of confidence at times.
It very well be.
Okay. Wait, nobody else likes this? This work, it's so good. My mom said it was really amazing.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Your wings are backwards.
I thought, no, that's, you told me. I did it, and you told me to do it a certain, I think yeah. I had it the right way. I don't know. Okay, well, we're just going to have to power through.
Yeah.
We're not starting over.
It's a fail. Okay. All right. So now that we have our necks,
You
can take these two sides of the neck and push them together. Like that. And you'll see this form appear, hopefully.
Okay. No, because of my creases were bad.
Yeah.
So I'm going to settle for less than best.
That's okay.
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 My dragon's got a little bit of drool hanging out. Magical dragons drool, too.
It's an important lesson to learn.
Yeah. Everybody drools.
Everybody drools. All celebrities poop, you know. It's all concept.
Yeah, sure. You're right. I don't think about that very much, but you're right. They do poop. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now, this is going to be the final part of the head, and then we'll be done.
Okay.
We're making the horn. We'll be making the horn of the dragon.
Okay.
You're just going to do the same thing. You're going to go halfway, a little more, a little less, you know, however, whatever you want to do. You're going to go up like
So it's like a unicorn dragon?
No.
So, sure. Like, dragons, do they usually have horns?
Well, it's like, you know, they have, like, the spikes on their head. How we doing?
Mom. Don't fix it for her.
It's okay.
Okay, fine. You can fix it for her.
Now, I will say, there is something that I do with the tail to make it less boring.
Okay.
But it's a little hard, so.
What are you trying to say?
Alright, I'll show you guys what it is.
Alright.
And you can see if you want to try to do it. Because you can leave the tail sticking straight out like that. So once you have opened it back up and you have the tail back where it was, you are going to go very close next to where you made that original fold that we just did.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to fold it again into it.
Oh, so it's going to be like a accordion tail?
Yeah.
I should have settled for my boring tail. Can I leave it like this?
It is your dragon.
Yes.
You can do whatever you want. I'll finish my tail.
All right. I'm going to leave the tail like this.
Guess what?
We're done?
We are done.
Whoa.
And if you open it up on the bottom, it should stand all on its own. It might not stand on its own.
Here we go.
Mom's is. That's awesome.
Yay!
We all got ours to stand. And that's the coolest thing about it, in my opinion.
So this is... I don't think that it's clear that this is the horn of the dragon. I think it looks like... I don't...
Oh, wait, this is the tail.
That's the tail. That's the tail. That's the tail. And this is supposed to be the head, but this got a horn. Sorry, I didn't knock over your dragon.
Yeah. It's a small... It's hers is a horn is a little small.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hi.
Yeah. Mom's playing make believe.
Okay, cool. I love that. It's an adjective.
Yeah.
Just remember, if you have a lot of wrapping paper that you don't want to throw away, you could spend hours making
a little army of dragons.
You could do a whole army of dragons. Mm-hmm. Maybe some Game of Thrones characters. Make yourself a little Christmas village. I don't know. You could do anything.
You can do anything. You could build houses and make squares and blocks. You can do absolutely anything. Origami is very versatile. Uh-huh. And once you get enough practice, you can make just about anything. And this dragon, it's not a typical beginner's origami. It's a little harder.
Oh, so. Thanks for telling us that now. Thank you. All right.
I feel a little better.
I mean, yeah. So it's okay if it's not perfect, obviously. Okay.
All right.
So,
I kind of like, we should take a picture. I kind of like the crimp in my dragon's tail. The one crimp, it's like he got injured, maybe. Mom, tell me what you like about your dragon.
Besides the fact that he's cute?
Yeah.
What if I said what I don't like about
him? No, tell me what you like.
Remember, we wanted...
Oh, you're right. Okay, tell me what
wings. The wings are falling. They're not perfectly... you can see the white, the underside.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I mean, it's okay. It's I like that because it's okay.
Because it is okay.
It's okay. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it certainly is.
I'm very proud of you guys.
Thanks, Chrissy.
Thank you for your instructions and your help. And
thank you. I try. All right. I'm glad I could help out.
That wraps up part one of Rapper's Delight. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope maybe you became inspired to try origami rather than deterred from it. Stay tuned for part two, where we discuss more ways to use that leftover wrapping paper.
Marissa had a failure at the party. Marissa had a failure at the party. Marissa had a failure at the party. And at the next one, she'll have another failure.
To a great father.
Yes.
Enjoy
this edible gift.
Maybe take the fam.
Take the fam? What does that mean, take the fam?
It's a haiku.
The haiku. Can it just be simple? Merry Christmas, Dad. We love you. And
no. It's not.
Can it be simple? No. Okay.